Yes, it is.
It's my desire.
To God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11 and 6. Let me say, while you're finding the scripture, I do want to say, this is beautiful right here. This is beautiful. I'm telling you, and Sister Richards did it. There's an art to this thing. If I did it, it wouldn't look anything like that. I got to study in this thing. There's a science to that. To be so beautiful and yet so natural. So I thank you for your artistic ways of doing that. And maybe someday you can teach a few other ladies in church. Have a little, I might even come to that. I know how to arrange my duck blind, get the weeds right, But without faith, it is impossible to please him. this is just one plus one. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want to talk to you tonight. The only two things that you must believe. I know we could talk about other little things, believe this, that, and that, but I'm telling you, these are the two things we're going to talk about. If you believe these two things, the rest of it will take care of itself. Lord, I'm thankful, Lord, that we have people here tonight that come because they believe in you. And Lord, let me teach them the other attribute of believing tonight, that we would walk out of here with a new outlook on your abilities, God, and what you can, and not only what you can, what you want to do for your people in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for entertaining the Spirit of the Lord. I thank God for facilitators that in church, people that facilitate the Spirit of the Lord. There are those, and I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not a facilitator of everything that there is in the kingdom of God. I'm not. But there are facilitators, and singing facilitates worship. Right? It facilitates. You could even look at playing the harp. David would play the harp, and it facilitated it moved it this way. And it drove the evil spirit away from King Saul. So music, it can facilitate either way. You see, it can also bring an evil if you listen to the wrong stuff, because it's a facilitator. And same thing with people that pray, and people that know how to pray, they can facilitate it to where everybody starts praying. They're a facilitator. And so I want to be a facilitator. You remember home fellowship groups? You remember that? Brother Sean had that going? Well, he had a facilitator at every home fellowship, and it was the one that kept it going. It was the one that said, you, and they would read a scripture and they facilitate. Because if you don't have a facilitator, it's not going anyplace. So I thank God for facilitators in the church. And I pray, God, give us more facilitators. Nothing wrong with people that participate. But a facilitator is very necessary in the kingdom of God. And so I thank God for those people. Preaching, by the way, is I know it's sowing the seed in the word, but it's actually preparation to get you ready to receive Christ. Okay? When you look at whatever God did, he always had someone go before him. John the Baptist was not only a facilitator, but he prepared the way. I send my messenger before me, so that when the Lord came, he said, the kingdom of God now is at hand. It was you're ready now to receive what John brought in. And so what preaching really is it promotes the ability for you to receive God. Preaching can humble you. Preaching is an awareness that makes you aware that you need God and you need to change. And it gives you the avenue for God to come in. And so as we preach and we teach, that's what it's really about, is preparing your heart. That's that ground that when the seed hits, it's going to germinate and you'd be fruitful in the kingdom of God. I want to talk tonight for these two things that you must believe. Number one is that you must believe that he is. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that part because, you know, you wouldn't be here if you didn't believe that he is. I think we as Christians have that part down pat, or you would not be called a Christian, because to be a Christian, you first must believe that he is. And we seem to understand faith in God. I mean, we all have faith in God's ability. I don't think if I ask you anything, you say, well, what can God not do? You would all say he can do anything. There's nothing impossible for him. We all got that down. But there's something we're missing. There's something that we're missing. Because faith gives the entrance to God's presence. And you can have God's presence and nothing be going on. The Bible says in one place, the presence of the Lord was there to heal them, but they didn't receive it. And so we've got to find out, what are we missing here? Because anyone that comes to God must first, he said, believe that he is. Without faith, it's impossible to, now watch, it's impossible to please him. And I like to please people. Don't you like to please people? There's some people that are too much people pleasers. And when sometimes, you know, there was an old song I remember, and I don't know, y'all won't remember it because, you know, y'all was always holy. But it says, if you can't please anybody else, you got to please yourself, right? Now, y'all wouldn't know that song, but Ricky Nelson kind of comes. I don't know if that's who wrote that song. I don't know why that. You got to please yourself. And when you look at this, it says that faith pleases God. And what am I going to get out of it? What am I going to get out of it? Let me tell you, I can ask you to do something for me. And you say, well, I like doing it. It pleases him. But Lord, if you don't get something back out of that after a while, if I don't even say thank you, he don't even say thank you. If you don't get anything back out of this thing, then it won't be long before you're not going. If you don't get pleased, guess what? You'll quit doing it. It's got to work both ways. And this is the part we've been missing. We all know that faith pleases God. We got that down. But what does God do to please you? Both God and I need to reciprocate the pleasure. It's not a one-way thing. I mean, he says, if you suffer with me, you shall also rise with me. That's great. I want that. But what about when I please you? Do I get pleasure too? Or is it just you, God? Is you're the only one that gets the pleasure? I believe in you, and that's it pleases you. There's a two-pronged thing here, and we've missed it for years, and the Lord opened up my eyes to this. So we understand that God receives pleasure out of us having faith in him. But what do we get in return? And the answer is a reward. Okay? You must first believe that he is. Mm-hmm. You first got to believe, and you've got to believe that he is a rewarder of them. That it's two things here. We got that first one down pat, but we don't preach the second one. If you want to please God, he said, I am pleased that you want something back out of me. I first have to believe that he is, and I also, number two, believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. So our faith, I have faith that I will be rewarded. I have faith. See, so this is where we fall short. We have faith in God. We don't have faith we're going to be rewarded for our faith. That's exactly right. He's not going to heal me. I'm not going to ever be prosperous. I'm never going to be anything in the kingdom. I'm never going to be. No, you never will, because you don't have faith in the rewarder, that he will reward you for your faithfulness. Are you with me tonight? This may be old to y'all, but this is new to me. Hallelujah. So there's two things that it's the beginning of the race. First, got to believe that he is. And it's the ending of the race is the reward that goes with the believing. It's the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Woo, it begins with believing that he is. It ends with the reward. And he said in Revelation, when he comes, he has the reward in his hand. Hallelujah. Mm. People get the first half right and they lose sight of the second half part of this part of believing. It's a two-pronged thing. Without faith, it's impossible to believe him. But just having faith and not having faith in that he will reward you, you will continually come up short. And before long, your faithfulness begins to slack off because you're not being, feel like you're being rewarded for your faithfulness. And anytime you do anything for anybody, I'm telling you, you're either going to get a paycheck for it, you're going to be rewarded somehow. And if you're never rewarded, your faithfulness will drop off. You won't keep doing it because it's just pleasing him. It's not pleasing me at all. You've got to get something out of this. Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I would be of all men most miserable. My hope is not just in this life. So I have faith that he is. I believe he will reward me if I diligently seek him. And that's the part sometimes we don't understand. It does take diligence. What is that? Faithfulness. And I want to spend a little time tonight on talking about God's reward program. Now, participate in my little survey if you don't mind. How many of you have some kind of card that gives rewards? Let's see, what kind of cards you got, sister? Capital One, it rewards you for using your credit card. Brother Brian, what you got? Bank of America. And they're rewarding you, so you're faithful to the ones that, you don't go deposit your money at Bank of America when you got a reward card at Capital One. Brother, what you got? Got a Visa card? What y'all have over here? Anybody? Y'all saw some hands? What you got, Sister Baggett? I knew that GM card. That GM card is a rewards card. They reward you for your faithfulness. So she got ready to buy another car. She said, honey, I ain't buying nothing but a GM because I got my reward card. I ain't buying no Dodge. I'm not buying no Plymouth. I'm buying a GM product because I got my reward card. They pay twice the price. That doesn't matter. But I got my reward card. No, you did get a good deal, Mom. You did. But you see what I'm talking about? That reward card draws you to faithfulness. It makes you loyal. And they have it called loyalty points. Do you have any other GM vehicle? Was your last one a GM vehicle? No, but that's what they want to know. Because if your last one was a GM vehicle, we give you 5% more off. And you go, hey, if my next one's a GM, then next time I'll get 5% off. I'm going to be loyal to GM. And you see, rewards brings out the loyalty in you. So you can believe that he is all you want to. But if you don't get a reward, hallelujah, it is the reward that brings the loyalty out in you. So that you become faithful because you know he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to believe that. Hallelujah. Merchants have recently found out, they didn't do it when I was a kid, but now they do. They all got these reward programs and they learned that people love rewards. You don't even fly, but I got 1,000 miles on my fly card and you don't even fly and give them away. But we overlook sometimes even less expensive things that we could get some other place because of our loyalty to the rewards. Because you know if you buy it over there, if you diversify all of your purchases to all these other places and all these other, you'll never build up any loyalty, right? You can't serve other gods and serve him too and get loyalty points. You can't be here half the time and not half the time. And well, I might sing, I might not sing, I might pray, I might not pray. Let me tell you, the reward is in his hand. He's ready to give it out. It's not on the shelf somewhere. It's in his hands. Oh, my God. And from credit card companies to Office Depot to GM cards, these companies are pleased to do it for you. Just like God is. Faith pleases him. Two kinds of faith. Faith that he is and faith that he rewards. And it pleases God to know for every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. It's his good pleasure to give gifts and rewards to his children. If all I ever did was give my kids spankings, You know, they wouldn't have been such good kids. But there is something called rewards, which is positive reinforcement that makes them want to do good, to be rewarded. But if I quit rewarding them, then their faithfulness slacks off. And many people get out of church, quit living for God, give up because they didn't ever believe in the rewarder. They didn't believe in the rewarder. They believed he was, but they didn't believe in the rewarder. Are you with me? Okay. So a reward is actually a return for performance of a behavior that is desired. You go to Target and you keep going to Target, they keep giving you these little reward points. And they reinforce it by keep building up. You can buy something else in the store. But a reward is quite different from an award. An award is a competition thing. You ever heard of the Heisman Trophy? It's not a reward. It is an award. You ever heard of the Oscar Awards? And what happens is with an award, see, we're used to giving out awards. God's not giving out awards. Awards is where a group of people get together and they analyze, oh, who's the best dressed? Who's the best singers? Who's the best players? Who's the best this? And we award them a position. We award them this. They award them that. That's an awards program. God's not into that. Because that's a group effort. God is into individual effort so that if nobody else is faithful but you, then you get a reward for your faithfulness regardless of what anybody else does. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. Whew, my God. God is not about an awards business. He's about an individual effort. As I said before, Paul said, let us run this race with patience. Don't get in a chase. Stay in the race. It doesn't matter if somebody's ahead of you or they've been living for God 50 years and oh, bless God, they got stuff. It doesn't matter. You need to be faithful to God, and I promise you, if you believe in the rewarder, they're coming. I don't serve God for the rewards. However, I do want my rewards. My. I went to Best Buy yesterday, wasn't it, Dave? We went to Best Buy. Dave was helping me on my computer. We was working on there, and I had several programs. All of a sudden, it went, ugh. I said, it didn't go to sleep. You know how the screen goes to sleep. It's asleep, all right. And mama went to sleep, the motherboard. Must have got bored, I don't know, but it went to sleep. It won't wake up, it won't do anything. So I took the computer over to the Geek Squad, and they said, bad news, mama went to sleep, you know. And I said, you know, how much is it going to cost this? And I got to get another computer and blah, blah, blah. So I got me another Dell computer, and the guy rang it up. He got right, I said, you're not going to ask me about my rewards? Because I know Sister Baggett. She shops at Best Buy. She's got that card. We give him the phone number. And he didn't ask me. A good store manager would ask me, sir, what about your rewards card? You don't have one? Would you like for us to put? Because they want you to do this. Do you understand what I'm saying? God wants to give you the rewards. He wants you to be happy in life. So every time you pray, he says, do you have your rewards card on you? And so he rang me up, and I got ready to sign. I said, wait a minute, what about my rewards card? Oh, we said, well, I have to do it all over. I said, go ahead. I want my rewards. What can I tell you? I want my rewards. And so, you know, we don't realize how much effect these rewards have on you. It's the same thing. And David said, I would have